life. I'm going to Newport News, catch a battleship across the sea. I'm going to Newport News, catch a battleship across the sea. You don't have to live so rough. Caroline died, she told me, son, you don't have to live so rough. I'll fix you up a mojo, then you can strut your stuff.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
Trying to do right. They're looking for ways to keep our water pristine, preserving our tides and our evergreens. Soldiery to the bravest among our crew who stand up to fight. Yeah.
Johnny was there, and he just ain't quiet. At the gallows, John was gonna meet his end. The town gathered, would he himself defend? Send him on his way. Johnny lifted his head to the sky as he said, with tears in his eyes, "Even God, he won't judge me, he won't judge me till I die. So who are you to tell me wrong from right? If you knew my life, if you've seen it from my eyes, then maybe, oh just maybe, you'd change.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives, The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
I went out to dinner just the other day, looked out the window and saw summer rain come sweeping over the mountainside, washing out everything inside. A little old man walked out to his car, I prayed he was going far. Thing I knew, he backed into a bike, and the biker went outside, pounded on the metal, he was looking for a fight, and I almost started to cry as the man stepped out with fear in his eyes. I thought, this world needs more love, this world needs more love.
More love, love, love. It's all in love. Hi there, I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
Thank you.
shadow that's casting across the divide you decide you should ask her to step out into the light. I can sense the motion. She can't feel the toes.
still not safe.